from what we heard, a lot of kids like it, but a lot of radio stations, they said, we can't play it. We didn't ask them, but the record company would say, Alice, we can't play that on there. We'd like to, but with all the screaming and the subject matter, our crowd, you know, might not go for it or something like that. It's too wild for our station, you know. So some of them, but then there was surprisingly an amount of them that did do it, even though it was that wild and crazy. In like Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Orlando, and stuff like that, we're finding out.
Of course, nowadays it would all be considered PG compared to some of the stuff now.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Compared to maybe Marilyn Manson or Nine Inch.
Yeah, they're in it. I don't know. It's all they're all trying to outdo the other one, you know, by getting a little wilder and grosser or whatever. But that's the business. That's why what I was first turned on about is, you know, there was no rock and roll, you know, and my parents talked me into playing accordion, you know, so I'm squeezing polkas out right and left.
Really?
And not liking it at all, hating every minute of it, and then rock and roll, started hearing that on the radio, and whoa, that sounds like something that I'd like to do. So my first influences were Elvis Presley and Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard. I liked them because they went right over the top. I mean, they were doing something nobody's doing, and they're not doing it, you know, they're actually got the talent to do it. They're not just trying to shock somebody. They really, that's kind of how they are. Mm-hmm. And that impressed me. I've always liked people to go to the edge and see what's out there.
Now, did you actually see Elvis when he played the Lincoln Bowl?
No, I missed him in a...
Oh, you missed him?
Yeah, it makes me sick that I did. A girl in my class in school, she went to see him, but I saw him on television when he was on, but yeah, he's something else, or was. I mean, nobody was doing that kind of stuff, you know. But and then Jerry Lee Lewis, when I saw him playing, and I thought, okay, this is pretty cool. And then when he kicked his stool, I thought, oh man, there's a madman inside of there, you know. Little Richard playing with his feet and whatnot, you know. That's just cool.